Then we center the structure, remove the beta strands, which do not bind directly to this DNA. These beta strands, by the way, will be restored by bringing in adjacent histone octamers, as we shall see momentarily. Finally, we bring back the body of the current histone octamer and connect the N-terminal beta strands to the octamer core, from which they must, after all, emerge. This is going to be the fundamental building block of our new histone structure, the exposition of which is the entire purpose of the current slide presentation. The DNA base pairing and intercalation are now exclusively associated with a single histone octamer, so our DNA tetraplexes can no longer be disrupted by histone movements.